on when people try to steal your peace and your joy of the Lord. I think we can learn so much from the Magi. I love this part as they travel from Jerusalem down to Bethlehem. And they know Herod's a violent man. And they know Herod wants to kill Jesus and would probably kill the Magi as well. How are they going to respond to that? They could be overwhelmed with fear. They could be overloaded with fear. And you might have some situations where you're tempted to be so fearful. And there's so many things that you're really scared of and worried. Well, what do the Magi do? They continue on. And they have joy in the journey as they're getting closer to Jesus. They also look up and they see the star now over Bethlehem. And they are overjoyed with God's provision of the star. And then they come to Jesus and they're overjoyed. They bow down and they worship Jesus and they draw close to Jesus. That's how you respond. You continue to enjoy the journey. You enjoy the blessings and provision of God. And you enjoy closeness to God. For when you're close with God and that worship is happening, that intimacy is happening, you take away the power of the peace thieves in your life. So do that with the Lord today. Enjoy His blessings. Just enjoy His blessings and His presence as well. And just know you're on a good journey. And don't give peace thieves any extra power in your life.